Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Normally, two eyes are better than one, but in Abraham's household, they spell eye trouble, and by that we mean Isaac and Ishmael. Two boys claim Abraham's line. Normally, the older son would be the heir, but God had something to say about that. When the angel of the Lord spoke to Ishmael's mother, he described the future of the boy she was expecting. Quote, "He shall be a wild man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him." Genesis 16:12. Another warlike leader in this region was not what God was looking for to head up his new nation. Almost immediately, we see hints of the friction that still exists between the Arabs and the Jews, the people groups from Ishmael and Isaac. Sarah right away observed Ishmael scoffing his little half-brother. Interestingly, the word scoffing is the root of the word Isaac, or laughter. He wasn't laughing with him, but at him. Sarah said to her husband, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son." When we come to Galatians 4 in the New Testament, we see an allegory that uses these two boys and their mothers to teach a vital lesson. Quote, "Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic." That's verses 22 to 24. Ishmael came by human effort, and like those who try to earn God's salvation, they do not qualify. But Isaac, the son of promise, received God's blessings simply based on his word. So it is today. You can't become an heir of God's blessings by a combination of works and grace either. Quote, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.